After more than a decade of ownership disputes in the Czech courts, East Bohemia's Renaissance Opocno Chateau is now back in state hands. On Tuesday, Countess Kristina Colloredo Mansfeld, a descendant of the original owners of the popular tourist attraction, handed over the chateau to the National Heritage Institute. She was forced to give back the property to the state because her father is accused of having collaborated with the Nazis. Consequently, under Czech law, her family has no right to reclaim any property confiscated by the government after the Second World War. The Countess has vowed to clear her family's name and may now take the case to the European courts. Dita Asiedu spoke to Kristina Colloredo Mansfeld a day after she returned Opocno Chateau to the authorities.
You know, you don't steal things and give them back, finally, and then take them again. That was very painful.
Now, I understand that you've invested quite a bit already into the chateau without even knowing for sure that it would stay.
Well, not into the chateau itself. In the chateau, I only fixed one leak in the roof, which wasn't a huge job. But in the garden, you know, in the park, we had to paint the whole orangerie, which looked terrible. And then all inside, the little letohradic, everything was painted and fixed, and the walls were fixed, and the floor was newly done. All that stuff I did, yes. And, you know, cut a lot of bushes in the park, which was a mess. But in the chateau itself, I didn't do, except for the roof, very much because the Pamatkarjis had rented it from me. And they were supposed to be looking after it.
When you say Pamatkarji, you mean people from
Pardubice,
the National Heritage?
Yes, the National Heritage people. What would be my greatest wish would to get it back and to rent it to them, maybe, for a crown, and be involved in the exhibits and in what's going on there. That would be the best thing.
You're not just fighting for a building that used to belong to your family. You're actually fighting for a place that used to be part of your childhood.
Yes, it was my childhood, of course. But, you know, childhood in those days was not so wonderful. My wonderful childhood began in Canada after we immigrated. Here it was not so great because we were kicked out of the castle by the Nazis and we had to live in this horrible villa, which was full of mushrooms growing on the walls, and my father, my mother was ill, and there were bad times. They were not good times. So my good memories are my good childhood memories all have to do with Canada.
Yours is not the only aristocratic family that's currently trying to get property back from the state. Have you thought of joining forces?
I have thought of joining forces, but, you know, I started this 15, 14 years ago without joining forces, and so I think I would now just continue on my own. I think it's the way I'm going to go now.
Countess Kristina Colloredo Mansfeld there, talking to Dita Asiedu.